It's Wednesday, July 8th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. A Pakistani Christian man who was shot by his Muslim neighbors on June 4th for buying a house in a Muslim neighborhood died last week despite multiple operations to save his life, reports the Christian Post. After 3 weeks of hospitalization, the charity helping him reports that 50-year-old Nadim Joseph succumbed to his injuries on June 29th. Joseph, his mother-in-law, and brother-in-law were attacked by a man named Salman Khan and his sons in front of their home in Sawati Fatak. At this moment, his sons have been arrested. The family purchased the home in late May and said they faced days of harassment and threats before being attacked. Revelation 21, verse 8 declares, "But for the cowardly and unbelieving and abominable and murderers and immoral persons and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars, their part will be in the lake that burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Colorado Democratic Attorney General Phil Weiser attempted to ban Andrew Womack Ministries from holding in-person gatherings of more than 175 people in accord with the governor's draconian orders while permitting mass protests with no social distancing or other health precautions, reports LifeNews.com. He sent a cease and desist letter to the ministry in an attempt to shut down its Bible conference held at Karis Bible College on the last day, as well as any future conferences. Liberty Council is representing Andrew Womack Ministries. Womack said, quote, "I believe it is not only our constitutional right, but our duty to stop this extreme overreach of government that allows people to riot and pillage, but not assemble to worship the Lord," end quote. The black sheriff of Clay County, Florida, is warning people against falling, quote, "victim to this conversation that law enforcement is bad, that law enforcement is the enemy of the citizens that were sworn to protect and serve," end quote, reports FaithWire.com. In a 3-minute video posted this week by Sheriff Daryl Daniels, the public servant did not pull any punches. Listen.
Lawlessness, that's unacceptable in this country. I know what happens when lawlessness prevails. And in this day and time, God is raising up men and women, just like the folks you see standing behind me, who will have strong backbones and will stand in the gap between lawlessness and the good citizenry that we're sworn to protect and serve. Yes, we'll protect your constitutional rights as long as you remain under the umbrella of peaceful protest or peaceful march. But the second that you step out from up under the protection of the Constitution, we'll be waiting on you. Somebody has to step up in front of the camera and say, enough is enough. Tearing up Clay County, that's not going to be acceptable. And if we can't handle you, you know what I'll do? I'll exercise the power and authority as a sheriff, and I'll make special deputies of every lawful gun owner in this county. I'll deputize them for this one purpose, to stand in the gap between lawlessness and civility. That's what we're sworn to do.
The video, posted to the official Facebook account for the Clay County Sheriff's Office, has so far garnered more than 250,000 views. It's been shared more than 6,000 times and has over 5,000 likes.